Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
Time to take a look at our pick of events happening in Cape Town this coming weekend. And there actually is several delicious foodie events on the menu this weekend. So that's where we're going to start, just down the road from our studios in Seapoint, where the Mojo Market is hosting a beer and bacon festival. There are going to be over 100 beers on tap. You'll also have the opportunity to hear from the local brewers about their process and listen to a couple of talks during the event. There are going to be all kinds of creative dishes made with bacon and with bacon alternatives. So if you don't eat bacon, go for the Macon and Facon, which is also on the menu from 30 different foodie outlets. There'll be live music throughout the day as well, so head down to the Mojo Market, which you'll find at 30 Regent Road in Seapoint. The event is Saturday from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. Best of all, absolutely no cost to enter. Just go in and test to your heart's content and buy whatever takes your fancy. For more information, visit www.mojomarket.co.za.
Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
Now, if pizza is more your thing, then why not enjoy a little Italian inspiration at the Wine Not Pizza event taking place at the Cape Town Cricket Club in Victoria Road, Plumstead, tomorrow. Well, it's actually wine and pizza, to be perfectly honest. There's going to be a huge variety of pizzas produced by some of the Mother City's most popular pizza restaurants and several food trucks. There's going to be a range of wines and craft beers, gin and cocktails to wash it all down with, plus live music to keep you entertained. Cape Town Cricket Club, you'll find at the Boone Wallace Oval in Victoria Road, Plumstead. The event is Saturday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. and there is no cost to enter. For more information, head on to Facebook and look for Fresh Events Cape Town and find it all on their page.
Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
Well, since we're already talking Italian, let me tip you off about another Italian-themed event happening tonight at the 15 on Orange Hotel in the Gardens. It's going to be a far more upmarket affair. Disaronno cocktails, a three-course Italian dinner, live music by Italian musician Francesca Biancoli. Talking of the food, think antipasto platters overflowing with parma ham and artichokes, pestos and cheeses and olives and ciabatta. For the mains, there's roast beef with rocket and grana padano, roasted heirloom tomatoes, roasted squash. To finish it all off, there is a silky panna cotta with flavors of espresso. Sounds absolutely mouthwatering. It's all happening tonight at 7 p.m. at the 15 on Orange Hotel. Tickets cost 395 rand and must be booked in advance. You can call the hotel on 021-469-8000 or email reservations at 15onorangehotel.com.
Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
If coffee and cake with great conversation is more your vibe, then head to the Book Lounge in Roland Street this evening, where you can enjoy both and listen to the inspiring stories of two Cape Flats entrepreneurs. The event's part of the 1001 Stories series, and I have the founder, Shanaz Kasim Musa, on the line to tell us more. Great to have you with us, Shanaz. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Would you tell us a little bit more about the concept of 1001 Stories?
So the idea behind 1001 South African Stories is it is an oral history project, and the idea behind it is really to gather these inspiring stories and share them so that we can broaden our perspective and perhaps for that evening while we're listening to these stories, just put on another set of glasses and have a different lens by which we view our South African experience.
Sounds like a wonderful concept. Now, you have two storytellers taking part in the event at the Book Lounge this evening. Tell us a little bit more about them.
So both of them are coffee shop owners on the Cape Flats, which I thought was really interesting and unusual. So one of the coffee shops is based in Bonteville and the other one in Khayelitsha. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, you know, it's something that we don't often think about, sort of these areas, especially now with all the sort of, you know, the news around the army going into the yeah. Cape Flats and that sort of thing. Just to have two people who've been courageous enough to set up a businesses and somewhat unusual businesses in for the townships, and you know, from sort of how we ordinarily think about it.
Yeah.
So I really look forward to hearing their stories, sort of what sort of prompted them to do this, and you know, how they're doing in their respective businesses in these settings.
All while, of course, enjoying some delicious coffee and cake to warm the body as well as encourage and invigorate the soul, if I can put it that way. So let's
definitely.
Go through the details. Shanaz, it's the Book Lounge as the venue, 6 to 7 p.m. Do you want to start promptly at 6? Should people come a little earlier?
We start promptly at 6 so that we can allow the staff of the book lounge to leave and not keep them too late.
Fair enough. Okay, so please make sure you're there by 5:35, 45 or so to take your seat in advance. And the best thing of all, there's absolutely no cost to attend, I believe.
No, not at all. It's completely free. The sessions are recorded. So this is a passion project. Our sort of main source of communication with the outside world is Facebook. And so we record these sessions. We make them into short teaser videos and longer podcasts.
Sounds like we need to have a longer conversation about this project at another time, Shanaz. But for now, I hope you'll see lots of Cape Talk audience members joining you at the book launch. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much for your time and for your support.
Cape Talk. 5 things to do this weekend.
And last but certainly not least, how about some great music this weekend? 2 suggestions. The first is that you head on down to the Cork Bay Theatre and check out the Man Band. It's a group of 5 guys who draw inspiration from the great rock bands and boy bands of the past. So you can expect to hear renditions of everything from Aerosmith and the Foo Fighters and Queen to the Beach Boys, Crosby, Stills and Nash, the Backstreet Boys, even the Beatles. There are shows on Saturday and Sunday evening at 8:30 at the Cork Bay Theatre. Of course, you can go early and grab a bite to eat at the restaurant first if you prefer. The tickets for the show are 185 Rand a head, and you'll find more information on the website www.corkbaytheatre.co.za. If classical music is more your preference, then the place you want to be this weekend is the Mount Nelson Hotel, because there is a wonderful evening combining food and music happening tomorrow night. The Cape Opera Ensemble will be performing as you enjoy a 3-course dinner with paired wines in the Grand Hotel Ballroom. The tickets include a welcome glass of Boschendal Brut MCC, your 3-course food, the wine and the entertainment. They are 650 Rand a head and booking is essential. The event is Saturday evening from 6:30 at the Belmont Mount Nelson Hotel. To book, please call 021-483-1948 or visit www.belmont.com.